USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The leaders of the world's seven top democracies have been talking on a range of issues at the G7 summit.
Climate change, food security, gender inequality, economic resilience, digital connectivity, and global security. We're tracking these challenges together, and I think we're beginning to make some important progress.
President Biden added that the G7 leaders need to do more to strengthen infrastructures in low- and middle-income countries. President Biden is expressing confidence a deal can be reached on the debt ceiling. Speaking at a news conference from the G7 summit in Japan, Biden said he's not at all concerned about the talks with Republican leaders, which stopped and restarted on Friday. He still believes the U.S. will be able to avoid default. No new negotiations are scheduled for today. Accused Pentagon leaker Jack Teixeira will remain behind bars while he awaits trial. A federal judge in Massachusetts ordered the 21-year-old Air National Guardsman to be held without bail. Prosecutors argued Teixeira is a flight risk, while defense attorneys had asked that he be released and allowed to stay at his father's home. The contaminated eye drops outbreak is growing. The CDC reports another death linked to the recalled Delsym Pharma and Esricare eye drops. Those tainted eye drops are now linked to 4 deaths and 81 cases of extensive vision loss in 18 states. Instagram is reportedly changing up its game.
Word is that Instagram will launch a text-based app that could compete with Twitter. Bloomberg reports the company has been working with celebrities and influencers to test a new app that will be separate from Instagram and could launch this summer. Users will be limited to 500 characters. I'm Jeremy Scott.
And America's first strippers union is now official. Dancers at the Star Garden Topless Dive Bar in North Hollywood, California, are now members of Actors Equity Association, which represents 51,000 stage workers. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total Tea. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321321. That's PRIDE to 321321.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is meeting with world leaders at the G7 summit. Zelensky arrived in Japan today and is expected to address the gathering tomorrow. The leaders of the world's seven top democracies have been talking on a range of issues, including China's growing military and Russia's war with Ukraine. There's been another SpaceX rocket launch.
Successful liftoff of Falcon 9 from Space Launch Complex 4 East at the Vandenberg Space Force Base. We're carrying the Iridium OneWeb satellites into orbit.
A Falcon 9 rocket blasted off just before 6 this morning, carrying satellites for the Iridium and OneWeb companies. It is the second launch for SpaceX in 2 days. Hotter than normal temperatures are expected to hit much of the U.S. this summer.
That's according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. It noted that 2023 is likely to fall under the top 10 warmest years on record. Specifically, the agency says, the East Coast, South, West Coast, and Rockies are forecast to experience scorching conditions. I'm Jim Forbes.
All eyes in the horse racing world are on Pimlico Racetrack in Baltimore today for the 148th running of the Preakness Stakes. 8 horses are running in the second leg of horse racing's Triple Crown, including Kentucky Derby winner Mage. The race is expected to begin around 6:50 Eastern Time. And the Mega Millions jackpot is continuing to grow. Tuesday's lottery will be worth $150 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.